Okay. All right, well, I wanted to say at the outset that there are four people from the department, two attorneys general, and two other attorneys, so I guess we could sort and split this anyway. We could say the bureaucrats have won today, or we could say we still have four attorneys and two non-attorneys here today, and the attorneys are good, so, huh?
I tried to retreat, but you're from law school, I think, but...
But, you know, maybe this is a more manageable number of attorneys than many of the pre-hearing conferences that I've held previously. So, anyway, and of course, everybody here is reasonable, I assume. So, anyway, thanks for calling in, Joe. Thanks for being here, Ann. And let's talk about where we are. I don't know that I need to recite much of what's happened previously unless either Ann or you, Joe, want to talk about it. But we really have one particular matter that's pending, and that's the challenge to the beneficial use that's at least was included in the license issued by the department and is at least supported somewhat by the records of the department prior to licensing. So we need to talk about the contested case for that particular issue. And I don't know whether we want to talk about any background in this, but we have some records. We looked into this. Maybe I'm premature in this. Joe, this is actually your petition, and so perhaps I ought to defer to you to some degree and say, where do you want to go with this? And maybe it just ought to be an interactive discussion here. If I can just throw it out on the table.
Sure, Director. And I think that you're correct on the primary issue. It's our contention that the water wasn't put to beneficial use in the time prescribed. The proof of beneficial use, I think, is different than what the department ultimately relied upon for saying yes, they did. But then the question is whether that is accurate. I think our petition lays out certain facts as far as, it's our belief that it was granted based on corporate memory and it was through a diversion with the, I believe it was Department of Reclamation that wasn't actually it that went through there. As far as we know, the records only show that there was water sent down a canal. There was some speculation that it may have been diverted through a pending existing lease since the early 1970s, but there's no real documentation of that. We don't know if that's accurate or not. The next issue is whether that was actually amounted to recharge pursuant to this permit or not. And that's what we see is the primary issue. I know the director's already issued its decision on our request for declaratory ruling on the issue of priority date, and maybe I'll make a couple comments on that. In that, our position was that it was the after the department's issuing of the order reinstating and advancing the priority date, that the department later determined that the field report was insufficient, returned it to the applicants. And we would think that if the beneficial use was, if the department determined that the beneficial use submitted was deficient and returned it after the reinstatement order, that would amount to a lapse requiring further advancement. I don't know how to address that and where we find ourselves now, other than, you know, we don't believe they've submitted beneficial use prior to the time they were required to.
Well, because, Joe, you mentioned the director's orders regarding some of the other petitions or the issues raised by your clients, I guess I'd have to say that those orders were issued. There was an opportunity to challenge them officially, and there wasn't anything filed. So I don't know that that's an issue that's in front of me today. I think what we need to do is focus on this particular issue regarding beneficial use and not backtrack.
Director, don't get me wrong. I don't think I understand your order. There's no mechanism for a declaratory ruling on the application for that. But I think there still is an issue in the context that we have as far as the submission of proof within the time. I don't know, Director. I think the primary issue is, A, was this ever put to beneficial use, which I think is before. I don't know of another mechanism to challenge the advancement of the priority date. I understand there's no motion, but still, if a review of the department's file indicates that there was no proof of beneficial use put before the prescribed period, and if they're going after use that was submitted after that period, I think there should still be a mechanism to advance a priority date. I acknowledge I'm wrong. I could be wrong, but what's the point? I don't see where we, whatever mechanism we can proceed other than a request for hearing.
Well, at least right now, I don't intend to address those issues in this particular contested case. And if you want to raise them through some innovative process, Joe, you're welcome to. But I, at least right now, I don't see them as issues and wouldn't accept evidence regarding those issues and would focus only on the beneficial use and the extent of beneficial use that was exerted or completed during the development
period.
Yeah. So, and Ann, you've been silent. Responses? I don't want to.
Yeah. No, I would agree with you. In my mind, what the hearing will be about is largely about the department's analysis of beneficial use for the purpose of licensing. I think the beneficial use that was submitted after permitting is what it is. And to me, in my mind, it's sort of that second look that the department took at beneficial use at the time of licensing. That would be the main issue here.
Okay, and using Ann's comments as a springboard, Joe, the department will consult the record that we have and the evidence that's in the files. I understand, Joe, that you filed this morning a request for discovery, and perhaps there's additional evidence that you would like to gather or explore some fact-finding through discovery, which I'm willing to issue an order granting discovery so that you can engage. And so we'll be looking for not only substantial evidence in the record, but any evidence that the parties can bring in. But I can only rely on the evidence in the record unless either you, Ann, or Joe bring additional evidence and present it at the contested case hearing. So I don't know what kind of discovery you anticipate, Joe.
Well, and Director, there may be some questions to the license holder, but primarily I wanted an opportunity, if necessary, to subpoena records from the Bigwood Canal Company, maybe depose, maybe not depose their employees, and also obtain additional records from Kevin Linke, the water master. Well, that would be the primary focus. I mean, I may have some simple discovery for the license holder, but it's more further inquiry with the canal company and the district records.
Okay. And would you contemplate any kind of discovery?
At this time, I'm not sure. Don't think so, but I don't want to hold myself to that.
I'm not asking for a commitment. I'm trying to establish time periods and what we need for preparation. Let's talk just for a moment. It might help you about the respective responsibilities of the parties in this particular case. Now, this is unique, at least for me. I'm not sure I've held a hearing to determine the extent of beneficial use or a challenge to a license, but I've wondered at some length about the burdens that are borne both by the petitioner, Joe, and by the permit holder, where there's a requirement to submit proof of beneficial use, and then the department is required statutorily to examine that beneficial use, or at least to take whatever evidence is available. And because this involves a challenge to the proof of beneficial use, and the permit holder is required to establish beneficial use, my initial reaction is that the permit holder bears the burden of proving and showing that there was actual beneficial use. It's not Joe's responsibility to actually come in and establish that there was not, based on his petition. And certainly the department has a responsibility to consult its files and what evidence it gathered in issuing a license. But I invite your comments, both of you, on that particular subject. But I think we need to establish where that burden lies to some degree before this hearing. I don't want anybody to go in on either side with a misunderstanding of who bears the burden.
Yeah, I've thought about this issue as well, and I've also found it a little bit confusing as to what the board's role is versus what the department's role is here. I don't know that I've come to any solid conclusions about it yet, but it does seem that the board submitted beneficial use after the permit was issued, or whoever submitted it, and that was then accepted by the department at the time. And that then there is this sort of second look at beneficial use for the purposes of licensing that's conducted by the department. And the board didn't participate in that review. And you know, to what extent communications were back and forth between the board and the department on that, I don't know. But ultimately the report, the investigation was issued by the department, and that was the basis for the licensing. So it's a little difficult for me to try to get into the department's mind about why it issued that investigation the way it did and why it licensed the way it did. So in terms of putting on that sort of evidence, it seems that the department should play a role in, I don't know, sort of defending its own thought processes in the licensing process. Sort of like you might have defended a director's report in the SRBA, sort of. And certainly the board can supplement, add to that if necessary. That was sort of my initial thoughts on it. But like I said, I haven't fully grappled with it yet. So.
Joe, do you have any thoughts on the subject?
Well, I guess initially I think the director's correct on the permit holder than licensee carries the burden. As far as Ann's comment, I think she's right on the procedural history. There's been official use submitted, and statutorily the department did an investigation. They came up with additional facts that ultimately played in the decision to grant the license and the determination that proof was submitted. But I think that's more that process is the record that's before the director. Once a challenge is issued, I think the burden would still be on the license holder to show that the record before the department was sufficient for the determination of beneficial use. I don't know if that helps y'all, but I think if we're looking at where the burden comes on this challenge, I think it still, at this point, would be with the board.
Any response, Ann, or?
Yeah, I think that because of how the department investigates this and the report, you know, that it's in the file about that, it's difficult for me to have the burden of proving that what you guys did was correct. Or, you know, I can certainly come in and offer additional evidence about beneficial use that the board has. But I don't feel that I should be coming in and trying to defend what the department did in licensing, in its licensing analysis.
And honestly, I think the board could present evidence regarding beneficial use that might be beyond and in addition to what the department ultimately determined after the investigation. So I guess I come back to saying the department's records and what's in those records and the field exam and the employees who participated. And I know there's a non-department employee or a non-department person who originally examined these beneficial uses. His name is Gerald Martins, as I read the record. And I know Mr. Martins as a practicing consulting engineer. I don't know whether Gerald Martins still owns an engineering company, but at least back in the 90s, he was an engineer and probably was, I would guess, a certified water right examiner to conduct these field exams. So I don't know whether he's available, but the department's role, as I see it in this process, is to look at the records that we have and to make available department staff that participated in those determinations for examination and presentation of testimony. And those people will be available. I don't see that the department has a responsibility to vigorously defend what's been done in the role of perhaps you defined. Because I think ultimately the entity that is a permit holder, the board, has a responsibility ultimately to back up the proof of beneficial use that it submitted or that its predecessor submitted.
I think that my concern would be that we would be going back and opening up the beneficial use that was submitted after permitting and digging into that and trying to unpack it. And the period for challenging that submittal has passed. So if we start to go back to look at what Martin's did, I feel like we're reopening a box that's already been closed and that you closed in your order recently. So really what is at issue right now is the proof of beneficial use analysis that was done for the licensing. So I'm happy to have the board present evidence, additional evidence in addition to what the department found, if we have it, regarding the licensing document. But if we have to go all the way back and start opening up things that Martin's did, then I feel like we're getting into stuff that's already passed.
And so do you think those submittals, either the initial, well, I suppose, and I haven't looked at carefully at the documents, but if a certified water right examiner submitted the proof of beneficial use with the exam, it was a simultaneous submittal, I would guess. In other words, there wasn't a submittal of a proof of beneficial use and then the expiration of a substantial time period before an examiner went out. Normally, those certified water right examiners were expected to submit both simultaneously. But assuming that that's how it happened, then are you asserting or arguing that the submittal of that proof of beneficial use along with the beneficial use exam was a department action that would then have created an obligation on the part of Joe James' clients to challenge that submittal at the time it was submitted? Because there was no action by the department when it was submitted. It was just a submittal to the department. And that, and there really is no action, at least as I would look at it under 4217A, until the department issued an order related to that submittal. And so again, I would view that whole submittal analysis and then the final issuance of the license as a fair game in this particular year.
I think I'd have to go back and review the record to answer your question thoroughly and accurately, because this does have a complicated history, so I can't tell you all those specifics right now. But proof of beneficial use was submitted. Actions were taken by the department that, you know, orders were issued that beneficial use was accepted. And so I don't have a problem going back in terms of it's in the record. All of that stuff's in the record, and that's fair game, open to evidence taking. But if we're going to be calling Martins as a witness to go back and reanalyze what he did in that report, that might get into an area where I think there was an opportunity to challenge that the time it was submitted. That did not happen. And now we can't go back and say, well, Martins did this wrong. To me, it's the statutory analysis of for licensing that is at issue in this case.
I appreciate your arguments, but at least right now, the way I'll approach this is that all of that period of time and the activities within that period of time are fair game for this particular challenge, and that they're open for interpretation and for further evidence, including examination of Martins and what he did and what he found during that examination and subsequent department activities. And I think all of those activities are fair game for exploration in this particular matter. And furthermore, and if you want to challenge this in some way, I think I'd take it up in some sort of motion in limine or something. And in my opinion, I don't see that those activities rose to the level of department action and then foreclose the exploration of these activities in discovery or in the presentation of evidence. Finally, I'm of the opinion that the burden of proof or beneficial use is borne by the permit holder and not by the department. The department takes these, the information, and when either is reviewing a beneficial use report prepared by somebody else or examining itself, the evidence is in the record, and those employees who acted according to that statute of responsibility, whatever they've written, whatever they've recorded, whatever they might testify to, is certainly open for exploration, but the department doesn't take on that burden somehow through its statutory obligations to examine the beneficial use. So that's at least the way I view it right now. And I don't see the petitioner as somehow taking on the burden of proof for showing that it was not beneficial use. So that's the way I'll approach this. I think it's an interesting question. I struggle with it, and you present some good arguments. So how do we prepare, given what I've just said?
Well, Director, do you want to, are you going to set a pretrial order, set a hearing and discovery cutoff, addressing those? Is that what you wanted to finish up with today? Or?
Yes, that's what my question at least anticipates. So what I'm asking is, given the breadth of the possible discovery, the possible evidence, given the respective burdens, how much time do you need for preparation? And what kind of deadlines do you want set? Maybe we ought to start thinking loosely about it, start thinking about a possible hearing date.
I guess my comment, Directors, I wouldn't believe there would be much discovery necessary, but the problem is that this is a rather lengthy, long, and complicated record, and the more we get into it, the more additional discovery might be needed. I really don't see a rush to set the hearing at this time. I mean, you know, to try to granted before the end of the year or something, but just my initial thought was 90 days to complete discovery, a window for pretrial motions, and then a hearing date sometime thereafter.
Yeah, you have some input. Pardon?
Sorry, I'm just trying to figure out what 90 days looks like.
It takes us to about the 1st of May, doesn't it?
So you're proposing a discovery request deadline in May?
Yes. And you know, I'm open. I'm not convincing. There's nothing chewing on me to get this. If that's inappropriate, I'm sure if you open another. I'm just saying I think we can get it done within that 90 days.
Yeah, you know, since the current thought process is that the burden is on the board, I might need to speak with board staff to see what their schedules are like. I have another hearing I'm trying to prepare for in April. To see if that will work for them, and to see if maybe they have other factors that they wanted to set it sooner or later. Is it possible for me to have those discussions before we set dates?
And Director, I wouldn't have any objection to that. I would suggest that maybe after Ann has an opportunity to look at it a little closer based on the burdens, that her and I could get together and maybe agree on a schedule. Maybe at this point it's just appropriate to set up for a continued pre-hearing conference or status
I should be able to have those conversations very quickly with board staff. Just know that we get busy, so.
So
I don't want to commit to anything that they can't help with.
So based on our discussion, could I task the two of you and Joe with responsibility for coordinating and at least identifying a hearing date and then activities preceding the hearing date that would allow you to prepare adequately? And I'm just looking based on what Joe suggested at the first couple of weeks of June. Those are for the most part open for me.
For
a hearing.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that's going to
Ready
that quickly.
No. That's too early.
Yeah, I don't think I can pull that together.
Okay.
So let me do some thinking with staff about it, if that's okay, and I'll get with Mr. James.
Okay.
And do you have any other major blocks this summer that you know don't work, or something, anything we should avoid, or?
Well, not right now.
Okay.
I think perhaps I shouldn't commit right now. I think why don't the two of you talk after and you visit with staff and the board members, and then why don't you coordinate with Rosemary, my assistant, at least to start with, or work with Garrick or Emmy on putting together a schedule and suggest some possible dates for a hearing, and then just work backwards for deadlines for submitting exhibits and pre-hearing motions, and then working backwards to disclosing witnesses and discovery deadlines or whatever other dates and deadlines for completion that you might contemplate discussions. Is that okay? I want to leave it as flexible as possible. And based on Joe's suggestion, do we need to schedule another status conference or pre-hearing conference just as a reminder for completion? Or do I rely on the two of you to get back?
That'd be fine. We can schedule something if you would like.
Okay. How long do you need? Next board meeting?
When's the next board meeting? March 22nd, 23rd.
Fourth board. That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time. I don't think we need that long.
I would have thought sometime in February.
Yeah, sometime in February. Would you find with me?
And I apologize, I'm kind of breaking up a little bit. We have a suggested date for the status or continued pre-hearing conference.
We haven't established one yet. What if we looked at the week of the, I know the 19th is President's Day, but if we look at the week of that week, maybe the 23rd or something, that's a Friday, or 22nd, I know I have a commitment in Idaho Falls on the 21st, either a Thursday or a Friday. People prefer one or the other.
Probably the Friday would be better for me.
Okay.
I can put it on Thursday, but
well, let's,
Friday would work.
Let's try the 23rd.
Okay.
Morning or afternoon better?
Friday morning is always better than Friday
afternoon. Okay. Well, I agree. So let's just set it at 10 a.m. That's okay. And
that'd be fine with me, Director.
It'll be a check-in for hearing scheduling. We can just briefly describe it as a continuance, I guess, of pre-hearing conference and discussion about establishing a hearing date and associated deadlines.
And if we get something to you before, prior to that, we can just cancel it.
Sure.
Great.
Okay. Anything else? Eric? Kimmy? Joe?
No, I think that covers it.
Kimmy? All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good week.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.